the fight for gender equality is a constant battle. And the Women's March Sydney is one of the movements and organisations leading the charge. This morning, we're talking to Nele Vandermissen, the partnership manager for the Women's March Sydney. Leader, Nele, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much.
Combined your name with Leader and Nele, and I was all happening this morning. It's a perfect name to have as the partnership manager of the Women's March Sydney. Now, to kick things off this morning, tell us exactly what is it that the Women's March does? How did the movement come about?
So the Women's March in Sydney is really part of a global grassroots movement that started in 2016, I think in a reaction to the election of Donald Trump. And then as part of that, solidarity grew and all these marches started happening around the globe, and one in Sydney happened as well last year on the 21st of January. Mm. So that was a huge event. I think we all worked on that together, and on the day about 10,000 people showed up, which we weren't expecting, but it was. So that was great. It was probably one of the best days of my life. I still can feel the energy of that day so strongly. It was beautiful. So that happened, and I think, or I believe very strongly that day in history, because it was huge globally and about 5 million people marched around the world. Mm. I think that was really the striking of the fire for a lot of women and men that also believe in equality, of course. But we all got together, and I think the collective unconscious of that, of all those people saying enough is enough, has just been incredibly strong. So throughout the year, we've been working on what does that look like now? What are we working on together? And we've seen all these movements really start everywhere, like Me Too and the Me No More campaign, and, you know, the work that Tracy Spicer is doing at the moment. So I really feel like the Women's March was the birth of that whole movement of people collectively coming together and saying, stop, I've had enough.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's been quite a big year since that kind of initial movement, since that initial march on the 21st of January last year. You've got an event happening tomorrow called Unbroken. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'd love to. So we've been working tirelessly on the year on little events and aggregating the work that other organizations in Sydney are doing. And we thought it would be great to have an anniversary event to really mark, hey, it's been a year of doing all this amazing work and we're not ready yet. And we're standing here and we're going to stand here and march until we get what we want. And enough is enough. So we're bringing people together tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Hyde Park. So all come. It's going to be amazing. The Unbroken event is to mark the anniversary and to raise awareness around the current actions that are happening. So we are going to create a human chain. We'll have speakers. We'll have performers. It will be a really, really fun few hours if you want to come and bring your pets and your kids and your entire families along. We'll be standing with all the groups in Sydney that we've been working with throughout the year, so our partners, to really connect to really connect them and activate all the other people that are also concerned with equality and justice. So that's what will be happening
tomorrow.
It
sounds absolutely amazing. Sounds incredible. Now, in this last year, we've seen, as you said, a lot happen in terms of this movement, and a lot happen in terms of quite a few movements coming up, like Me Too and Time's Up and all those sorts of fantastic things that are happening right around the world. What do you hope the next 12 months looks like?
Ooh, that's a really great question. What I hope the next 12 months looks like is that a lot of people will actually get to the point of this is enough, and I feel confident in speaking up about this. So we want to get to a point where there is equality and justice for all. And when I say all, I mean all women, no woman left behind. It means that our concept of feminism is really intersectional, that everyone understands that there's different power structures in place, that we raise awareness, that we give people confidence to speak up when they see something they do not agree with, that there's a possibility to raise your voice if you are actually victim of sexual assault or anything that, you know, is just how shall I say, if you're a victim of sexual assault or something like that, you don't stay quiet. You have somewhere to go. You have people to talk to.
A whole community behind you.
That's right. That's exactly what I was trying to say. And I think there is little things happening that give us hope. Like I saw this woman at Falls Festival. She actually was sexually assaulted and then did a citizen's arrest. And I thought, wow, that is just so indicative. I know.
Yes.
That gave me goosebumps when I read about that because I thought, you know what, 5 years ago, we'd probably still all think, oh, this is just part of these things just happen because we're a woman. And guess what? They don't. Mm. It's just not okay. Mm. So if those little things are indicative of what is happening, then I think that will be the change. And
absolutely.
We want to get to a point where all women feel like this is not okay. I'm going to speak up, and they are supported whilst doing so. And that will then change that will change the entire collective unconscious of everyone going, for men to go, oh, I know exactly where my boundaries are, and for that toxic masculinity to disappear.
And ingrained sexism, that sort of stuff to finally be stamped out.
That's right.
I think that the whole conversation that's been brought up around the Women's March was such a catalyst for has been fantastic. There have been so many examples in everyone's life where we've seen really positive change. My sister was at a gym the other day. She's 17 and she started being harassed by an older man who was following her around the gym and screaming at her, and the entire gym or quite a few people in the gym came together and kicked him out essentially and stood up and were like, no, this is not okay. And that's something that I think maybe 18, 24 months ago we wouldn't have seen happen because there wasn't that confidence in the collective of people around us to stand up.
I think that's a beautiful story.
Absolutely. And there's so many of them out there, and that's the wonderful thing.
Yes, and that gives me so much hope and I guess also energy to keep going because we are going to keep going.
Absolutely, and you've got a huge community behind you. Unbroken tomorrow, Hyde Park, 11 a.m. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so, so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jez. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Bye.
That was Partnership Manager of the Women's March Sydney, Neelu Vandersmissen, speaking with us about the Women's March organisation. They're having an event tomorrow. It is called Unbroken. They'll be commemorating the one-year anniversary since the famous Women's March last year. We'll pop a bunch of links on the podcast at the end of the show. 2SER.com/weekendbreakfast. This is it. This is going to be the moment in history. These last few years and next few years are going to be the moment in history where we see change. I'm so hopeful of it. I'm so inspired by it. This is going to be the time that we look back on and we hopefully are proud of the change that is happening, and we are proud of the women who stood up and the men who stood beside them and said, enough is enough. I'm totally inspired by it all.